This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Ba-dum, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Yeah, it is, and back at it again for a Monday afternoon, guys. We are going to try and give away $10,000 today.
Woo! Awesome. Such a big show.
Makes a Monday so much better, doesn't it? 10 grand cash.
Some cold, hard cash. You're having a pretty bad day if you get 10 grand and it's still not a good one.
Oh, I know. Nah.
Or you've had lots of really good days.
Yeah, yeah. If you've taken a pay cut to only get 10 grand, life's all right.
Hey, coming up later in the show, if you're bored and lonely, I have something very fun for you.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Jesse, you are
right. So, Jesse, I've got something for you and you only later
it's
in the
about
show.
Time, guys.
Catering material just to Jesse.
If you're a sad sack like Jesse, listen up because I've got some fun stuff later in the show.
But up next, we will solve the riddle. What has eight wheels and hair extensions? Find out soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A trip to Uluru is going to get given away on this very show shortly. But Bickers, right now, what do you want to talk about?
No, I just thought I'd fill you in on my fun weekend I had.
Oh, yeah?
You know how I went viral a few weeks ago with, my skateboarding TikTok?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I thought I was the third person to ever have done it. I was one of 350,000 people to attend the Fleetwood Mac Challenge.
You came in just after that skateboarding monkey.
Anyway, that was the first time I'd skateboarded in a long time, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah. What? How often are you? No way. When are you jumping on your skateboard?
That's what I meant.
Oh, that was you being sarcastic. Yeah. So I'm equally offended at that.
As if you're skateboarding around. No, I'm not. That's what I mean, mate.
Anyway, I got a taste for it. I liked rolling.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
She was a skater girl. He said, see you later. Girl, she wasn't good.
There you go.
I wasn't expecting
a little
that.
Remix for you.
Great. Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking, I feel like I can't get away with a skateboard. It's just not very me. So I thought perhaps I would get myself some roller skates.
I think this is great.
And now I've worked out the way to not feel like an idiot buying roller skates at my age is to buy Evie some roller skates.
Of course.
And then say, I obviously need to get some for me as well so you can watch Mummy. So then that's the way we can learn.
So you can watch Mummy. You've just got a permanent spectator.
She's such a good supporter. You're really good, Mummy. I know.
Do you let her put on her skates?
So hers arrived before mine.
Okay.
So we had four
That's
days
so annoying.
Of her. I know.
Gosh, it must have been awful
I was so
for you.
Jealous of her.
Trying to squeeze into her tiny skates.
Yeah. It appears it's quite hard to teach a kid to skate. I remember learning to skate when I lived in America when I was five.
Yep.
And now I have a whole new appreciation for my mum because I had to pretty much hold Evie up the whole time because she couldn't even stand on
them. And that's particularly hard for you because you don't actually even want her to skate.
No,
you
do want her to skate. I want her and I to skate together.
Oh, for TikTok.
Of course. I figure it'll be a better TikTok if it's mummy and her daughter.
Yes.
I need her bright for once, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's come along really well in the last few days. Then
it's
my skates arrived.
You're going to treat this like a Russian
gym team.
If she's
not in it, she can film at least because I'm going to need someone to film.
Notice all these camera angles looking up to the...
So I got mine on yesterday and it was so fun. I put the speaker on in my driveway and put the music up and then I just skated up and down and up and down for like 45 minutes.
Because I felt
young again.
You know, you're in charge of the rules. You can go further than your driveway if you'd like.
No, because the kids are asleep, so I was doing it when the kids were napping, so I couldn't leave them there and go off down to the boulevard somewhere.
The activity that you want to do with your daughter. You were waiting until she was napping.
No, sorry, the other one. Addie was napping. Yeah. Evie was awake. Okay. But she didn't come out that time. She was busy.
Perfect.
But it was so great. Yeah, and then I noticed how quickly I picked it up.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was five again.
Yeah, this might be your thing.
I think it is my thing.
So
then I started imagining all the fun things I can do over summer. I'm going to take them with me wherever I go and I'm just going to skate around.
I thought it was interesting you were starting a list that I knew only involved skating. All the fun things I could do, like skate around, then skate some more. What do you need? Do you need skate partners? Do you need?
Because
I feel like sorry, cameraman.
The cameraman one thing she doesn't want.
Yeah, I know.
I need to learn to skate backwards. Okay. I can't work out how to go backwards.
Hey, and just I've been following
a lot of people online. I want to be able to dance skate.
Yeah.
So I don't just want to skate fast. No. I want to dance skate.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And when we were talking before, Sondra, our producer, was saying, although she used the wrong phrasing, but she said a lot of her older friends, so obviously she puts me in that category, have also dragged their skates back out and they're getting into skating as well.
So do you want
to
talk?
It's a movement, Tommy. It's a movement.
It's a movement of movement. Do you want to talk to the skate
community,
people who have just got back into it or
it? Yes.
Yes? Give us a call, 131060.
Don't just have to be women, skate men or women, because you said your mate Johnny is a big skater.
Yes, that's the bit I was meant to talk about now. Sorry.
It's funny, actually, speaking of men.
Yes.
Because Chris did tell me he was a great skater when he was younger.
Jeez,
and we were having a shower yesterday. And then he said, maybe I could get some too. And I was like, no. I said, please don't skate with me. If you skate, we may never have action ever again. I just don't want to see him skating.
Oh, those two skating together? No, Carrie's trying to roll away from him. 131060. People who are skating, give us a call.
The phone's going off.
Yeah. We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's a movement.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That is the latest one from the Biebs and Chance the Rapper. It's called Holy. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, we're talking about skating, Bickers.
It's a movement.
It is. And you're at
I'm
the forefront.
I'm on board.
Yes.
I'm leading the way on my skates.
I didn't expect you to go with that, but yes you're leading.
Yes, no, I am.
Yeah, okay.
I'm leading my way anyway.
Yes.
Just bought a pair of roller skates. Yep. Haven't had a pair since I was about 7.
Loving it.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's
loving
great.
Myself sick on them.
Good on
put
you.
Put some tunes on, put my Beats headphones on and feel cool again.
Yeah. In your driveway. Not leaving the driveway. Let's
you know,
not
the
get
funny thing
ourselves.
Is too, our driveway door, our garage door got stuck on the weekend.
Yeah.
Stuck open.
Who cares, mate?
But the thing
you're looking cool.
I know, but I wanted to let people know that I hadn't opened my driveway so they could watch me skate.
So you're yelling.
It's stuck genuinely open. Genuinely stuck open.
We're talking to other skaters. Karima, is that you?
Yeah, how you going?
Good. Are you a first-time skater or is this a revival?
No, first-time skating, and it's been such a journey. Bruises everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's good. The falls are great, and it's like life lessons for me because, like, I've got a 5-year-old daughter, and she struggles. So I'm always like, you can do hard things, come on. But now I'm like a newbie and I'm starting from beginning and I'm like, all right, it's really hard to do hard things.
You need to get you some knee pads because that's
cool.
Yeah, I've got knee pads,
got it all.
wrist shields, elbow pads. But I have to wear Evie's because mine haven't arrived. So I'm wearing a 5-year-old's wrist shield.
Tiny little wrist shield.
Knee pads. I feel like there's something missing in the market, bum pads. Because I don't know about you, Karima. Are you feeling like you're falling on your bum a lot?
Oh, bum pads, definitely. I thought you said thumb pads. I was like,
bum
pads definitely needed.
Bum
the
pads,
amount of bruises.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you wear those?
I think they're for kids, but not for adults.
Could you wear those bike pants?
Oh, with
the
padding.
Make it even cooler.
I actually bought some bike shorts to wear, but not the padded ones. Do you mean like the ones cyclists would wear?
Yeah.
So
that
they're, yes.
Cush the tush.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
G'day, Donna.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, well, look, we're great, but how are you going? Are you skating?
Oh, yeah, no, man, no, sorry. Tommy, I'm too old. I'm like your mum's age, probably.
Okay.
Not that that's too old. But my daughter, who is closer to your age, actually runs a business teaching people how to skate backwards, to dance skate, and all those things. She used to roll a derby. Like, so she's used to all the bruises and stuff. But she has 2 kids as well, Carrie. So she's right into it. Skate daily is her latest thing. Every day this year she's skating.
Good on you, Donna.
But she's got a business, yeah. So the business
so she
is
can
online.
She can teach me to dance skate because that's my aim.
Yeah. She's doing that. Yep, she does that.
Right.
So the business is called Roller Fit. and she's based in Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast, but doing it online. So,
you, Donna.
And she has this, Instagram thing. I don't know. I'm not really into that.
Donna, our producer said to me that she thinks it's an older woman thing to do, which I found rather offensive. Do you feel like it's an older woman thing to do?
Well, she's 33. I don't know if you call that old. I'm 58.
Let me
I'm
ask.
Way
too is that old? Is that old, Sonda? Is that
no,
okay?
No, that's okay.
35. 33 is okay.
Yeah.
When does it become old?
About 36.
Yeah. Oh, you're so brutal.
Ooh, let's go to the next caller. G'day, John.
Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, great, mate. Are you skating?
Well, funny story. So. Basically, I decided to get my 9-year-old son some skates for his birthday, and I thought, well, I was a pretty epic skater when I was a teenager. I'm now 42, and I haven't skated since then. So the first day, I waited weeks for them, got them online. They turned up at my house. The first time I got them on, went to the top of this little hill, which I thought was a little hill. On the way down, had no knee pads, no helmet, nothing at all, pretty stupid, and I had no way to stop. So the only way to stop was to jump up on the side of the road on this grass area and completely dislocated my right knee and broke it in three places.
Oh,
and,
I don't want to do that.
Because
but I've got my knee pads, remember?
No, this is why you don't leave the driveway.
Okay.
Ever.
I don't have a slope, so I'm good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle, guys.
Oh, get outdoors and smash some juice into your face.
Best shared too. Oh, get outdoors with some people
with some
and
mates.
Share some Golden Circle juice.
Bit of Golden Circle going around. How good.
It tastes delicious. Something that didn't taste delicious in my household for about a month. All of our dish, anything that got put through the dishwasher, so our plates and cups, everything just tasted a bit weird.
Did it?
It's the dishwasher started smelling different and we'd drink and he'd have water and then all I noticed, all those, including Addie, would just kind of go, with their face.
Oh.
And Ollie's like, Mum, why does everything taste weird? I was like,
oh, no.
I don't know, honey. Anyway, we both thought, because when I say
dishwasher.
We, Ollie and I, because we're the ones that cross this kind of stuff in our house, Ollie loves to shop with me. He was like, I think it's because we bought different dishwashing tablets. They've just got a different smell to them. You know when you're used to the ones you use?
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, yeah. And I was like, well, we'll get through these. We still have like 50 tablets to go. We'll get through these.
Wow. We'll keep hating our food and beverage.
Everything. You'd even have, like, we'll you have yogurt these. In a bowl and then
mate.
The yogurt tasted like
Okay, so did you just start
anyway,
eating stuff out of the packet?
No, we just put up with it, right? And then on the weekend, he's like, Mum, look, we're in the supermarket.
Oh no.
We realised that for a whole month we'd been using clothes washing tablets in the dishwasher. Yeah. So they had that real spring fresh kind of softener kind of.
And were you separating your whites and your coloured dishes?
But
Was it frangipani or something?
I didn't know. No, it was a real musky kind of thing.
Oh, gross.
But
you
I
put
didn't
some
know
softener
you could
in as
get
well?
Tablets that were, they looked just like dishwashing tablets. The same little square with the ball in the middle, but they're for clothes.
Yeah. To be fair, I did not know that either.
No.
But that's.
It reminded me of when I was a kid and I went down to the corner store and I bought some icing sugar to make a cake for my friend for her birthday and made the cake, took it there and we were eating it going, What is that? And it had been sitting so long in the window right next to their packs of dishwashing stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I didn't realise that, like, often those packs are quite porous. Is that the word? Where they've got tiny, tiny holes that you can't see and the smells and flavours have been seeping between them. And so what I cooked the cake with was icing sugar that had all the flavour of laundry powder mixed through.
I think you just used laundry powder,
mate.
Elaborate excuse, isn't it?
Sitting in the window, is that what it's
right
called
next
when you
to the
lie
other
through
thing.
Your teeth?
No, because I went back there and the guy said they've been there. You know some of those corner stores? The stuff sits in the window for like 20 years.
Does it?
Yeah, because they always take the stuff from the back first and the ones in the window, they start to fade. You notice the colour on the writing start to fade?
No.
Don't look at me. People listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Didn't know you were shopping in the 70s.
I want to know what thing you've been using wrong.
Yeah, great.
For a long time.
Yeah, and didn't know about it.
I didn't know about it. 131060, give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We were using clothes washing detergent in our washing machine one too many times. In fact, we went through the entire packet of 50 while we thought the bowls and the plates and the cups all tasted
in
just a
dish,
bit weird.
In your dishwasher.
In my dishwasher. What did I say?
Washing machine, which is where it's meant to be used. Right. I can see how this confusion happened in your house.
I was using clothes washing powder for dishes. It's their fault for making them look the same.
Yes.
They looked exactly like those little tablets.
Yeah, but did they have pictures of clothes on the front?
Perhaps a clothesline with them flowing in the breeze.
Yeah, and it would have been scented.
It was scented. That's why it tasted so weird.
Hey, would you buy, if they did, because the dishwasher ones are obviously never scented or anything because they're your dishes and what you eat off, but what if it was food scented? Would you buy a bacon?
Oh yeah, I'd buy like a caramelized kind of something, like a real sweet.
Well, and then we'll know if you're wearing clothes and they smell like caramelized sweets. We're like, oh, she's mixed them up again.
131060. What have you been using wrong, Carl? Talk to us.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
First of all, just a quick disclaimer. I have only ever put finished powder balls in my dishwasher.
Oh, you haven't lived. You haven't lived.
No, I haven't. I'm from the COVID state, mate. But look.
Are you in Melbourne, Carl? Because you just got some good news as well.
Yes.
Things are opening up. You've got to be happy about that.
Yeah, finally. Woo!
Yes.
Mate, quick, try and book a pub for
honesty,
midnight tomorrow
night. I've just realised how to live.
Good. Why?
Yes,
why?
Talk
what's
to
happening?
Us,
when you order noodle box.
Yes.
The noodles that come in a box.
Yes.
Did you know that the box unfolds to a plate?
No.
Oh my God.
No dishes required.
Boom.
Boom.
So don't worry about putting laundry powder in your dishwasher.
You can solve because there's a plate problem.
Oh my God, I don't even have to wash again.
Throw the dishwasher
every
out.
Every meal in a
Where
noodle
the noodles
box.
For breakfast.
That's actually fun. In all ways, I could put all the food that we have at home instead of in plates
boxes.
Into noodle boxes.
That's great.
Yes.
Carl, how did you find out?
It was actually one of my Asian friends that told me I've been doing it wrong.
Carl, I love that so much that you're going to be our caller of the week. I know it's only Monday and this is going very early, but $250 coming your way thanks to Golden Circle, Carl.
Yeah.
Let's go to Monique. Monique, I hate to break it to you, but that was our only $250, so I guess we'll just have to stick with the story. What were you using wrong, Monique?
Hi, I'm also from the COVID state. So my friends and I have started sewing masks as a little hobby on the side.
Yep.
And at the beginning, I had never used a sewing machine before, and I was wondering how she was keeping up with it because it was going so fast, I just couldn't control where I was going with the machine. And then I realised that I had the pedal the wrong way around. So every time I thought I was just pressing a little bit, I was going full power.
How many fingers did you lose, Monique?
None, thank God.
Great little side hustle though, Monique. Mm. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really good to have something to do.
Absolutely, Will. A lot more to do as of tomorrow night. They've announced new changes. So enjoy a bit of freedom, Monique.
Thank you.
Thank God you can go back to the pub and burn the sewing machine.
Sarah, what have you... You know what I realised? There's been a mistake here. This segment should be How Dumb Are You? I don't know why I've tried. What thing have you been using wrong? Should it just been How Dumb Are You?
Have you made a silly mistake?
Sarah, how dumb are you?
I'm just loving it. How dumb I am. So I got given a shoehorn like about 5 years ago. I don't know why. But I thought it was a kitchen spatula. So I've been using it in the kitchen for 5 years.
How did you find out in the end that it was a shoehorn?
Because she came over and she was like making a coffee and she's like, why is the shoehorn that I gave you in the kitchen?
I mean, it's a pretty good idea, Sarah, and I was to be like, fair.
It works really well as a spatula.
Maybe that's a new business idea. It can be a double-sized.
Why does my soup taste like foot? Well, great question.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon. And, guys, this is huge.
This feeling's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Cause my heart
goes. Is that how I sound when I'm giving away the prizes?
You know what? I was there when we gave away that prize and I still couldn't understand what it was. You've won
it. It was a car we gave. Stop it. We gave away a car. Today's prize, though, is so special. I think it's one of the most special amongst it. It's a trip to Uluru. Return flights for two people, four nights accommodation, daily breakfast, an Uluru helicopter scenic flight so you can see it from above. This is incredible, this prize.
The beautiful red centre, Bickers.
Yeah.
Are we ready to give it away?
We are.
Today's winning parcel number is 6883. Jesse,
we are
punch
dialing.
In the phone number.
Ooh. Oh, come on. Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, is that Amanda?
Yes, it is.
G'day, Amanda. Do you know who this is?
I have a feeling, but please tell me.
No. You have a guess.
Don't. It's Tommy.
Carrie's here too.
Hello.
Yep. Hi.
Amanda, do you know why we might be calling you?
Yes, I do, and I'm already starting to tear up.
Why do you think we're calling you?
Because I entered the You've Got Mail.
And we just wanted to confirm your entry. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was all, Amanda. We'll let you get back to it.
No! That's already happened.
No. Amanda, congratulations. You've won a trip to Uluru.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Amanda, who are you taking?
Of course, I'll take my lovely fiancé.
Fiancé. Because yep. I heard a little cheeky whisper that perhaps you might elope.
We might elope there, yes. I'm just going to con him into it.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he know that plan?
I quickly told him, but now it's going to happen. I don't know. You'll have to tell him. You say, Matt, you've got to marry me.
Well, Amanda, good luck at telling your fiancé, Matt. We wish you all the best on this trip and do whatever you want. Just go crazy, go wild.
Oh, we will.
Let us know how you go if you do get married.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It is our absolute pleasure. If you want to be just like Amanda and win yourself an awesome trip, an awesome prize, we got other trips to give away. We also, guys, we got free day spa treatments for a year.
Ooh, a year of day spa.
All you got to do is download the Hit app by the end of it and make sure you listen and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail and listen to Brekkie tomorrow morning to find out what is up for grabs.
Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Yeah, it is. And guys, who's feeling lucky? Who's feeling like a good spin later on today?
Mm. Yeah, I think we should go with the winning tradition of Bigmore spinning.
Do you?
We're going to try and give away $10,000 when we spin for Dr. Ert Caristoronte. But before we do that,
it's time for Bigmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Well, didn't Adele smash it out of the park on Saturday Night Live overnight? It's her first time on the show in 12 years. I didn't realise she went on with Sarah Palin 12 years ago.
I did not realise that either.
Yes.
Remember that Sarah Palin was a person that existed?
So weird. Anyway, she said she was terrified about doing it, but she said if there was ever a time for any of us to jump headfirst into the deep end with our eyes closed and hope for the best, it's 2020. Mm-hmm. So she's decided to do it. And she was so fabulous. She started by addressing her weight loss.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
No, not that one.
She addressed it over song.
I know I look really, really different since you last saw me, but actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me, and this is the half that I chose.
She looked absolutely stunning, but she was so funny.
She's very funny.
Yes, and it was great because I don't think you often get to see that side of her, especially when I went to her show when she was out here, and it was spectacular. But I didn't remember walking away thinking she was funny. I just thought she was incredible and her voice was amazing. Mm. But in this, they did like a Bachelor skit where she was one of the Bachelorettes, and every time someone wanted to have a chat to the Bachelor, she would just appear out of nowhere, tap them on the shoulder and then start singing. So in this case, the Bachelor's there about to have a conversation with one of the other contestants, and then she breaks out in song.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Oh my God.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering about...
And she found far more pomish than I felt like I've heard her sound in a while. You know, you
in
don't
her
often
speaking
hear.
Voice?
Yeah, no, in her singing voice.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think you often hear accent when you hear singing. And I really heard
her.
Maybe it's because she was also acting. So she Anyway, she was fantastic. It's worth a watch
Great.
If you haven't seen it. Now, spare a thought for the Queen's helpers. Daylight savings.
Wow, that's not the sentence I thought you were going to go with.
I know we've got a lot of heroes around at the moment, but you need to add them to the list because their
workers.
Clocks are going back tonight because they have daylight saving happening over there, right? How many clocks do you think they need to change at the Queen's properties between Buckingham Palace and Holyrood House?
Holyrood House.
I didn't know there was a Holyrood House.
Holyrood House?
Holyrood. And Windsor Castle. Between
Holyrood.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Quick, we're going to start a fire. Grab some Rood.
Where are you from? I'm from Holyrood.
Holyrood.
Anyway, how many clocks do you think they have across those properties that workers have to change?
I wouldn't know.
1,000 clocks. They say collectively it's going to take their workers 40 hours to change the clocks. He's
That's
still thinking
too
of another
yeah,
one.
I was going to say they'd be rooted, but I realised it's an R anyway.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday afternoon. But, guys, it's not just us. We've got producer Caitlin in the studio as well.
I feel like we need some alien music. Some, what's that show?
X-Files.
Not that?
Or Sneaky Sound System.
That's a good tune, but that's not. I just want to set the mood a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Okay, great.
So.
I thought when you said it's not just us.
Oh, that's also good.
The alien, but you meant there's aliens.
I wanted to.
Yeah, one of our producers is here too.
That Caitlin is our resident alien expert.
No, she saw a plane once. That's what happened.
Claims she saw a UFO. She just saw three lights on a plane back in the 80s. Anyway, then last week.
Born.
Oh, okay. A lot of people pointing out how old I am today.
You're not old, mate.
Miley Cyrus last week confessed that she was driving through San Bernardino with a friend and got chased down by some sort of UFO. And
Miley
we got producer Caitlin on
it. Chased down by
you were here.
Ones?
Don't you remember? We discussed this.
I don't remember.
Oh, God. Anyway, this week it's Demi Lovato. So back in 2014, she first told the world that she believed in aliens.
Do you think aliens are real?
I know that they're real.
Gotcha. This isn't a thing.
No, this isn't a thing. How self-centered would we be as humans to believe that we are the only living things in the universe?
Well, call me self-centered because I don't believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm. She's done a post that says, the past few days I've spent time in Joshua Tree with a small group of loved ones and Dr. Stephen Greer and his CE5 team. Mm. And I'm like, what's the CE5 team and who's Dr. Stephen Greer? This is this new app.
And what are
that
they doing in a U2 album?
What is it, Joshua Tree? Why do people go out? It's in the desert, isn't it?
I have no idea, mate.
You must.
No, I just know it's the name of the U2 album.
It's definitely a place you would want to go visit, I reckon.
Is it the name of... Don't you think, Jesse?
I reckon so.
You always feel like people go off to Joshua Tree to have experience.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
that, okay.
Yeah, I think you'd like it out, Joshua Tree. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if you'd like it with the CE5
team. Is it just a type of tree or is it a place?
I think it's one tree in a place.
Is it?
Like sure. a special tree in it? No.
In the middle of the desert or something like
yeah.
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I just said that.
Yeah, yeah.
didn't Miley Cyrus get chased by...
So we've done dug deeper and yeah. we've paid the $15 to download the CE5 app.
Oh, yes.
And this app claims it's a way that you can talk to extraterrestrial life.
No way.
Now, I'm way too busy and don't believe. So Jesse's the one that's downloaded it.
Great.
Jesse, talk to us. How do we talk to the, I love how you said, alien life?
We've paid the $15. So anyway, Jesse did it.
Work did it.
But this is perfect because they say when you start up the CE5 app yep. that if you really want this to work, you should yep. do it into a walkie-talkie because that emits it on radio waves
oh, yeah.
and it
oh.
makes it more okay. chance that the aliens will
well,
hear you.
Let's get a walkie-talkie.
We're going to broadcast it across the whole country. So
that's smarter.
This is...
That's smart.
It's heaps smarter.
This so is the sound good. That you have to play to get the aliens
okay, okay, play
hear.
The play the sound.
It's a very it's like a similar sound to get your cats to stop killing birds.
What, the bell on their neck? Yeah.
They also make you play this one.
Again, it's the yeah, bird that the cats are trying not to kill.
Okay. We've also just made four people drive off the road.
What about this one?
Ooh.
Aliens love this one.
That's a good one. I like that. If I was
can
alien,
you give us
life
that one again? Why these sounds?
They do feel very alien-like.
This feel very annoying. I feel like I've left my fridge door open on you.
So that's step one of
step
the
one.
Five-step
okay.
process.
And that attracts them.
Apparently.
Okay. What sounds okay. make them go away?
No, we're trying to get them, remember?
No, I know. Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah, sorry.
Okay, what's
so,
step two?
Then step two is to do a bit of breathing and meditating, which they take you through.
Meditation. One of the steps is do nothing.
Coherent thought sequencing. Sit quietly in a comfortable position and take a few cleansing deep breaths in and out.
Okay.
So everyone together now.
One, two, okay. three, go.
They're fast, mate. Slow.
Mate, this is on radio.
Oh, you want them now.
We've got to get yeah, things done. You know? Yeah.
And then you've got to project peaceful intentions.
Is one of the steps playing Ed Sheeran's song? Because we need to get this, this shit
tell
back
me
up
about
and
the
running.
Step. Tell me about the step that says that you've got more luck chatting to aliens if you do it in
mate,
a group.
You just told us about it.
No, it's
yeah,
on
that's
there.
Step four. Share
what does it
and
say?
Watch.
So share and watch.
Share it with everybody else, and then you've just got to wait, which is... Step five, continued awareness. Just wait and wait.
So, okay, so wait. You and Caitlin can do this shared thing together.
Great.
Because I'm guessing, Tommy, you don't want to do shared
this?
Waiting for the alien.
No, and I need to let everyone know as well, it's not because I'm busy. I've got nothing else on.
No.
But no, I don't want
but
to
But I
do
feel
this.
Like there'd be other people that want to have this shared experience with Jesse, and he
oh,
got nothing
sorry.
On.
Oh, sorry. It sounds great. Yeah, no, we're
yeah.
encouraging.
Yeah, so what's going to happen 16. Tonight is Jesse and Caitlin are going to hang out together with a group.
Caitlin's so devastated.
Oh, mate, you're the one that spotted. No, you haven't seen an alien, mate. You saw a plane
them.
With
I've
three dogs.
I've wasted on me.
But she'll be able to identify if they're real or not.
13, 10, 60. No, she can't even identify a plane. What do I know? 13, 10, 60. If you want to join Jesse
yeah.
in what and appears Caitlin. To be a real loser search,
no, just Jesse, and report back.
13, 10, 60.
Oh, the job might be done call. After this.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13, 10, 60. If you want to see aliens, experience aliens,
but just hang out with Jesse.
But
13, 10, 60, because no one's called. So
oh,
totally
I was going to ask why
in.
You were putting out the phone number again because we did that. Just before that song.
Mm. And no one called.
Oh.
I don't want to leave Jesse alone tonight. He's got
oh,
a new haircut,
it will give me
mate.
So much joy while I'm just sitting, hanging out with my housemate
yeah.
to think of Jesse alone
trying
doing
to talk
an
to
alien.
Aliens.
An alien
and it's
search.
Not to say that Jesse can't speak to them via this app alone. He's yeah. got a better chance if he does it with a group.
Yes. Do you think the aliens would hear? Because you've got the sounds that attract them, Jesse.
Mm.
I think the aliens would hear that and go, oh, someone's talking to us. Oh, no, it's just some loner. We won't talk back.
Oh, it's that Jesse guy. Oh, he's got a new haircut.
God,
yeah, nah.
Got a fresh pill job.
Even Caitlin, our producer, our fellow alien hunter.
Who's seen an alien.
Well, she's seen a plane.
She's seen a plane.
Yeah.
She saw a plane.
She saw a plane. She doesn't even want to hang out with you. Why not, Caitlin? This could be fun. This could be the culmination of something you've been talking about on air for months now.
Because I've been there and done that, guys. I
you
don't
haven't,
need
mate.
To do
you were
it
with
again.
Someone else when you do it.
And you never saw an alien. You claim you saw yeah. a UFO. This is a way of talking to the aliens.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I haven't spoken to them, but I've certainly
exactly.
seen it. And it scared the hell out of me.
So I don't know how I would go with this.
You could cling tight to Jesse and just be there for each other.
No, wow. Thanks.
Wow. I think that's terrifying for both of them.
Yeah.
Why are we not putting any of these calls across? Are they, they not wanting to hang the Jess? They're calling about other things.
Yeah. They're waiting till we dangle some cash.
I know what the problem is. One of the people that answers our phone, Caitlin, is in here chatting with us and not out there answering.
Don't think that's a problem. G'day, Dylan.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good. Do you want to hang out with Jesse on a Zoom call?
On a Zoom call?
Yeah, to hunt for aliens.
I was just bringing up about me, my experiences. I'm at Rutherford and I always see weird things in the sky, like balls of light. Like, it was on the news the other night, even, about some lady that was posted the video of a ball of light that was traveling through the sky that was unexplainable.
Dylan, Rutherford is a very well-known winery region, correct?
Yes.
Were you hammered when you were seeing this?
No, I'm a stargazer. Like, I always go out and stargaze all the time. So,
Jesse, that's perfect for you. So,
Dylan, this is perfect. We've got a believer in Dylan, and we've got a loser in Jesse. Dylan, are you sure you don't want to join Jesse on a Zoom call tonight to hunt for aliens?
No, I can't.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, up next, all thanks to Dr. Carista Ronte, we are going to try and give away $10,000.
Yeah.
But right now,
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same. What? Spoken. It's come on.
Ooh. This is proving to be your game.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought I was losing, so that's good to know.
I don't know even what the score is. I've stopped keeping score, but I've just noticed you're doing well.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesse, what is this? Comparing to same but backwards, you're doing extremely well.
Absolute schmozzle that. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
In my favour.
It's because Jesse started picking songs from decades that I wasn't even born for.
All right. Your first song. Oh, should we explain the rules?
Yeah, probably you should. It's your job.
Okay. So I'm going to read some lyrics. You just have to tell me what song they are.
Every time we do this,
I knew she wanted to do this.
And then you never, ever, ever add it next time you're explaining it. You have to say, I'm going to read you lyrics from the start of a song.
Sorry, from the start of a song. I'm so sorry.
It makes a difference for when people are thinking they're listening to a chorus or the beginning.
And I've just checked the time, and that is all we have time for.
I'm going to read you guys some lyrics from the start of a song.
Oh,
you
amazing.
Just have to buzz in
great.
With your names and tell me the title and the artist. All right. Your first song. Tastes like strawberries on a summer.
It's Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar.
Woo! Tastes like
strawberries. Oh, bro.
On a summer evening.
Just play it.
What a tune. All right, we're done here. And it sounds like a song.
Okay, now we really got to get back to the game.
Never let fun get in the way of competition. That's a bit more motto.
Song number two. I was like, good gracious.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, my God, you're so good at this.
Nelly, hot in here.
I never knew the words.
Thank you. Waiting for the right time to shoot them stees?
Is
that what it was?
I don't think I'm the right person to ask.
You've got the lyrics. Waiting for the right time to flash them keys?
Yeah. Just keep going, bro. You should be
reading these out to us.
All righty, 2-0, Bickmore, to stay in the game.
Can I say you're very good at reading these too? Oh, you give nothing away in your
It's actually so much harder than
for points.
No, I would be
Jesse,
too.
Hey, Jesse, can I say you look beautiful?
His long hair is suiting him, actually.
Thanks so much, guys.
He just had it cut.
Did he?
I love it when you guys get competitive and it works for me.
Literally the first cut.
She didn't notice, but compliments will get you very far, Bickmore.
You do have headphones on. Is that a new quaff thing you've got going at the front?
Sure. What is quaff?
I think it's queef.
No, it's not.
Song
it's a beautiful
number
quaff.
Three. This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. Just want to try you on. I'm curious for you.
I feel like you read this attention. Last week.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Oh, Tommy.
It is kissed a girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, mate. Oh, it's, no.
Count it down.
It's, three.
It's two. Bye. Katy Perry.
Bye. Oh.
Just in the nick of time.
What a clean sweep.
Teresa.
Wow.
Takes the score to...
A good win for Tommy.
Are you not keeping score?
I forgot, sorry.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is time to try and give away $10,000.
Make any night in the perfect one with Dr. Ertka Ristorante. Pizzeria taste, surprisingly, from your freezer.
Here's a wheel of joy and fun. You want a pizza, this? This wheel is wheely yum. You want a pizza, this? There's 10K there for you to win. You want a pizza, this? Time to give the wheel a spin. You want a pizza, this?
I can feel it in my waters. I can feel it in my mozzarella cheese.
Can
ya? Yeah.
I can feel it right in my basil. Kylie, where can you feel it?
Oh, everywhere. I've got my fingers crossed.
Good on you, Kyle.
Hey, Kylie, I've heard what you want to spend the 10K on if you win, and I understand it, but I need to know you're going to spend a little bit of it on yourself. What are you planning to spend it on?
Well, besides my daughter's braces, I was actually talking to my husband not long ago, saying if we win the 10 grand, he's like, we're going to go for a wander down yonder, go see Albany, bit of, you know, Perth, on a little holiday just for me and him.
Okay, that makes me happy. That makes me much happier. I wanted to know that you were going to get some of this yumminess as well.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Kylie, would you like Carrie to spin the wheel or me? You should go Carrie. She's won someone else 10 grand.
But I have already won someone else 10 grand. That's the thing.
Oh,
Kylie.
No. No, Tommy, you can spin it.
Okay.
All the best, Kylie. I'll do my best to give you 10 grand.
Thank you.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, he's given it a lot. Oh. Strong arm there, Kylie.
Really put my back into that.
Really have. We might need to go to a song and come back. It's going to spin for so long. Okay, it's starting to slow down. It's starting to slow down. Now, we've just gone past 10 grand once. Will we go back past it again? Will we?
Kylie!
Come on!
Kylie, I'm sorry. We did not win you $10,000, but we did win you a $100 grocery voucher.
Oh, awesome. Cool. I could do that.
Yeah. Good on you, Kylie. Thank you, mate.
Okay, thanks.
If you want to get involved, we're spinning again, guys. We're spinning all week. You can register now at carrieandtommy.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Husey and Ed in as well. G'day, boys.
Yeah. Come as you are, as you were, and as I want you to be. Am I right, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you've got a Nirvana T-shirt on.
Because I'm a Nirvana fan.
In that film clip, there's a janitor which is featured heavily, and that's because when Kurt Cobain dropped out of school, he went back and was a janitor at his own school.
Oh.
Was he?
Yeah.
Sometimes I just think I would love to have your brain or be inside. That's weird. Be inside your brain.
My dad was a janitor.
Your dad was a janitor.
He was a janitor. Yeah.
Oh, do it.
As a janitor.
Do it. Your working class story.
Yeah, he's just sweep up the dried milk from the dried milk factory floor. Bring the dried milk that he'd swept up home, and we'd have that. It was our milk. Dried milk from the floor.
How good's his working class story?
Yeah. Wow. We weren't that broke, guys. There was no need for that. Absolutely no need.
Have you written a memoir?
No. We're doing it for him on air. We're secretly, he doesn't know this, but I'll tell him now. Every time he does one of his working class stories, I'm collating them so that I can present him with his own book at some point.
Yeah. Well, because Matthew McConaughey's just turned 50 and he wrote his memoir.
Oh.
All right, because he said you get to that point in your life and you start reflecting on things. And I was thinking, Husey, I think it's time.
It would sell a monster, mate.
Did Matthew McConaughey talk about his short arms at all?
Fantastic.
No, he's got far short more important arms. Things to talk about.
His hair transplant?
That's such a jealous man thing to say.
Yeah, we acknowledge that.
We acknowledge that.
We acknowledge that.
I was taken by his voice too much.
Oh, yeah. Here
Southern
we go.
Drawl. Where's here he from, Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, he's not sure. Apart from, I don't care how long his arms are. You know, he is a wonderful actor.
Let's go around the table, our favourite McConaughey movie.
Oh, I saw him in one recently.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Whoa.
Is he in that?
Tough.
Is he in that?
Yeah. I
was going to say Dallas Buyers. Just got. I can't.
The Oscar-winning one.
Yeah, well, I just can't.
I saw him one the other day. Yeah. What was it?
Dazed and Confused. Anyone?
No. What was he in recently? Right. He was on Netflix in something. What was it?
Yeah. What, a True Detective?
Emily in Paris?
Nah. Was he in Emily
in Paris?
No.
That's good though.
No,
like
he's
Emily
great.
In Paris.
No, I'm thinking of Woody Harrelson. I love Woody Harrelson.
That's Woody Harrelson.
Isn't Woody Harrelson great?
I love Woody Harrelson. Owen Wilson and Matthew McConaughey all occasionally blend in.
You'd have a nightmare watching True Detective.
That's fun. Any of that.
Stick around. Here's your netting next.
Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.